Within the next few minutes, some transactions are going to take place. One, those who are troubled by the spirit of death and hell, all of a sudden, a hand from heaven will come upon you, and that demon shall depart. Two, those who are at the edge of various breakthroughs now, and there is a terrible battle at that edge of breakthrough, a hand shall come upon you, and that which has been blocking your way shall be removed. Listen, beloved, those who are here today, and right now, it's as if all roads are blocked. You try this, it's blocked. Try that, it's blocked. You try this problem, you try that problem. After the prayer we're going to pray now, that Pharaoh of blockages you have been experiencing, you shall see them no more. That woman that was brought here today, whose body has already been sheared out by household witchcraft, those who swallowed you shall be forced to vomit you. You see what I mean? They are already doing so. We have not even prayed. They are already vomiting now. Those who are here, and right now, any area you face, there is a battle. And they have taken the battle even to your dreams and to your children. As suddenly as those battles had come, the same sudden way they shall go back to where they came from. As many people as are here this morning, and are satanic objects moving about in your body, those objects moving about in your body, they shall lose their visa. They will not be able to do so again. And the powers that want to waste your money on drugs, you that person over there, the power shall be buried alive today. And every form of breakthrough failure, and miracles are even flying over your head, they shall be resolved now. But it is important that you pray this particular prayer like a man or woman from another world. It is dangerous to keep quiet. Please, pray this with fire and with power. The psalmist has a reason when he says, destruction at noonday, pestilence that walketh about in darkness. A lot of terrible things have been done by the powers of the night. When men slept, his enemies came. You will shout this loud and clear. Powers of the night are signed to waste my destiny. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud? Sisters, your voice is not loud enough. Let me hear the brothers shouting it now. Everybody together now. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Something is happening now. There must be healings. There must be deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. 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 The power of God. In the name of Jesus. Boom. Mapatari kataraka ribosampandeke yaboshanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Things are happening. Father, I'm praying for all those who are here in this meeting, and there's an evil name in your family troubling your destiny. Wherever such people are standing now, let the hand of fire from heaven fall upon such people now. Let the yoke of that evil name be broken now in the name of Jesus. Father, it is written that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. Father, I pray, anyone standing here right now, and there is an organ in the body that needs to be recreated, let the creative power of the Almighty God fall upon such people now. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Number 11. Number 12. In the name of Jesus. By the time you go back to that doctor, your miracle will shock and surprise the doctor. Father, I pray for all those who are here that the enemy has decided that you will not marry. That the enemy has decided that you will not have children. That the enemy has decided that you will not have your own house. That the enemy has decided that you will not enjoy your life. I'm praying for such people now. Right there where you are, receive your deliverance. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Silence, beloved. Father, anyone here under the yoke from the waters, yoke from the waters, bondage from the waters, wherever such people are now, whatever has dedicated them to that water, whatever is the covenant between you and the waters, whatever promise your parents had made to the waters, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I break them now. In the name of Jesus. Be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, move your children from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Open our understanding more and more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Before you sit down, I'd like you to go to five persons. Everybody must go to five persons. This is the month of grace. Turn to that person and say, my friend, every shame shall disappear from your life. In the name of Jesus. Say it to five persons.
Shout hallelujah.
Please have your seat for a few minutes. Crazy world, crazy faith. Crazy world, crazy faith. Crazy world, crazy faith. Whether we like it or not, we are in a crazy world, mad world. The Bible makes it very clear that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Crazy times, uncertain times, mad periods, that it will come. Not that it may come, it shall come. You and I are already in that mad period now. And if you must survive in this crazy world, you need a crazy faith. It is the same thing in life. If you must solve a deep problem, you pray deep prayers. If you want to survive in a mysterious world, you too have to become mysterious. You want to survive in a strange world, you too have to become strange. It is craziness that arrests craziness. It's violence that arrests violence. There is no gentle way of arresting wickedness. The only language the enemy understands is violence. The only language the enemy respects is power. Crazy world requires crazy faith to survive. Let me read three scriptures, then pass a few comments, then we begin some prayers now. These prayers will go to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east, to the skies, to the bottom. Hosea chapter 9, verse 7. You find Hosea before Joel and after Daniel. Hosea chapter 9, verse 7. Let me read you these three scriptures. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. Just put it there. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. It means that there are prayers you must pray, actions you must take, that fellow human beings will look at you and say you are a mad person. In the book of Daniel, go back to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3, verse 10. Daniel 3, 10. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, they shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that he should be cast into the midst of burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews, whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, and worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so,
our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Period. That's crazy faith. Violent faith. Mad faith. They saw the fire. They had the king. Thrusting. If God, the God whom himself can deliver us. But if he decides not to, no problem. Thrusting. The decision of those men did not make sense. It's madness. See the fire burning like this. I will throw you in. Hey, throw us in. If you survive, fine. If you do not survive, fine. Crazy faith. The Bible now says in Matthew 11:12, which is one of our most popular scriptures here. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Violent, take it by force. You need that violent faith, that crazy faith, to survive in this crazy world, which is getting more horrible and horrible and more wicked every day. Something happened at one of our branches. A madman was passing at the front of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry Church. The service has finished, the church was closed, but this man came, moved close to the logo, not our logo, and he began to stare at the logo. He stayed there staring at the logo, and as he kept staring at the logo, all of a sudden, he began to shout, fire, 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 fire. The neighbors, yes sir, this madman, at the front of the church shouting fire. But he kept shouting fire. All of a sudden, after shouting the fire for a while, his eyes cleared. And he broke down and cried. When he saw his clothes, he said, what am I doing here? What is this? Why am I dressing like this? It was then neighbors gathered. The pastor was not even in church. They called him on phone. Pastor, come, a miracle has happened at the front of your church. Amen. If God could do that to a person, no pastor, no ministration, no church, the church was even closed, how much more you that you are here, or you that you are watching us online? That's why I know that there is somebody here today. Your problems shall perish. In the name of Jesus. And every terminal disease shall receive termination. Let your amen roar like thunder. These three scriptures that we have read, they are pregnant with meanings. Let me draw a few lessons out before we begin to pray. God esteems the bold. You are bold. He respects such people. He points in heaven. That's my boy. That's my girl. When he sees bold believers. Crazy faith. There was a woman who is a member of this Mountain of Fire. She lived in Canada. She bought a land before she traveled. But when she came on holidays and she visited the land, she found people walking there. They were putting bricks. They were digging the ground. And they had men, armed men, guarding them. So when the madam got there, said, excuse me, this is my land. What are you doing here? Those armed men said, madam, clear away from here now. Disappear from this place and evaporate into your house. Say, evaporate? This is my land. Say, madam, we're warning you. I said, okay. Crazy fate. Crazy world. She went back to her car, into her handbag, brought out the small bottle of anointing oil that was inside. The anointing that was inside. And went back and opened the bottle. I said, I'm going to pour this oil down here. If anyone comes back here tomorrow, the person will certainly be buried. They laughed. But as he was going back to her car, in anger, one of the armed men saw the logo on her bag. And said, "Oga, this woman, a mountain of fire, can't you see that logo?" The Oga said, "Shut up!" Immediately, Madame entered the car and left. The man who lamed the armed men there fell down right there and died. The others ran away. By the next morning, like he decreed, nobody came back. Crazy world requires crazy faith. Many of us are too cowardly for our walk with the Lord. Many cannot decree when they should decree. How can a child of God enter into a bus and they kidnap you in the bus? They are taking you away and you don't know what to pray to stop that bus. You do not know that you can arrest the engine, you can arrest the driver, you can arrest everything right there where you are. But if you don't take any action, nothing happens. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. This Bible is the word of God. And every word there is true. God esteems the bold. Christ, in all these words, he was heralding a virtue which is almost getting lost now. Courage and aggressive action. I want you to understand this very well. There was a village in this country. That in that village, they worship Shango. And the head of the Shango thing has put everybody in bondage. They respected him more than even the king of the town. And he terrorized everyone. One day, thunder struck in the market and killed a cow. Since it was thunder, they went and reported to the man that thunder has killed one cow, and once thunder kills things like that, it's him who takes it away. Apparently, when these men are hungry, they send thunder to the market to kill what they want to eat. He said he was coming to carry the cow. Then one Christian, not the pastor, an elder in the church, stood by that cow. Said, "For how long will this continue? This man will not carry this cow." He said, "Young men, go and bury the cow." And the young man buried the cow. The man that was worshipping Shango had. He ran back in anger. And said, "You ask them to bury the cow that I want to come and pick up?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Well, I will show you who I am." And the man replied, "I will show you who Jesus is." So he went away in anger. This elder was still in the marketplace. Then right from the house of the man far away, this Shango man, thunder rose up. And the thunder was coming straight back to the market, like a ball of fire, towards this Christian man. And the Christian man saw it coming. He too pointed at it and turned his hand like this. And as he's turning, thunder began to turn, and said, "There." Thunder went back. The people saw the display in the marketplace. So the next time the Shango man was boasting, the young man asked him to shut up. "What thunder are you sending? Is that not the thunder that that man used one finger to send back to where it came from?" I'm praying for somebody here. Every arrow fired against your life shall go back to the senders. You shall go back. You shall go back. You shall go back. You shall go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. Reasoning and logic, they are prostitutes in the school of faith. Reasoning and logic is the greatest enemy that faith has. For a man to be praying for somebody who is dead, reasoning and logic has to jump out. Reasoning and logic does not help anybody in spiritual things. Because reasoning and logic, they struggle with the word of God. Crazy faith, violent faith, must trample underfoot all reason, all understanding, and all sense in the case. Boldness, violence, and persistence is the fertilizer of crazy faith. All these were gathered from these three scriptures. It is only the crazy faith that can overturn the violent storm. When great risks is combined with great faith, great things happen. Great risk combined with great faith, great things happen. A man of God was traveling somewhere. He rushed to the airport. As he got there, he found that he had forgotten his purse with money at home. And he has to preach. So when he got to the counter, he said, "Well, I forgot. My purse is not here. And there is no money." He said, "Father, what should I do now?" He said, "Son, tell them you will pay. Let them give you the ticket." He said, I will pay, write the ticket first. He said, you this man. You dey crazy? You know, bring money, you say, make a write ticket. While they were saying that one, there was somebody at the back. He said, Pastor, you are here. I'm at the back of the queue, but please don't let that man pay. I want to pay, don't let him pay. Not knowing that he had no money to pay. Crazy faith. We are not called to just reasonable faith. We are called to radical faith in the Lord. Radical faith in the Lord. There you are listening to me this morning. Most of us here, we are not medical doctors. Most of us are not biologists. You do not understand how your digestive system works. Yet, you are eating. You say, I will not touch this food unless I understand how my stomach will digest it. No. You do not understand the respiratory system, but you continue to breathe. That's faith. Faith is not believing what God can do, but believing that God will do it. The Bible now says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Crazy faith requires that you make the effort to cross any barrier the enemy is placing before you. The barrier of culture, the barrier of pride, barrier of science, the barrier of education. Crazy faith requires that one. Crazy faith, desperate faith. Crazy faith is persistent faith. Crazy faith is faith that is looking at what you are going to become, not what your size is. It's looking at what you are going to become, not what your size is. All of you listen to me here this morning. Your present size is not your last size. You still need to enlarge. So you need that faith to move. Crazy faith sees that there is nothing beyond the ability of the Almighty God. Crazy faith is not threatened by those who don't understand what you are doing. Crazy faith, immovable, does not respect impossibility. Crazy faith is deaf to doubt, deaf to discouragement, blind to impossibility. Crazy faith wins the battle before you even start the battle. God is looking for such people today who will pray unsanitized prayer, who will pray crazy prayer, who will pray prayers that will bring results, who will pray prayer that the enemies will hear and they will tremble. Some complain that mountain of fire, they make so much noise, they pray violently. Go and read your Acts of Apostles chapter 4. You see us praying and people are shaking. The Bible says when the apostles prayed, the house in which they were gathered was shaking. Building shaking. Shaking. Because of the force of their prayers. This morning, I want to invite you to that school of crazy faith. The faith whose motto is, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Reminds me of that sister. I'm sure the sister will be in this service now. She joined the mountain of fire after being converted from prostitution. But in the agenda of the prostitution, she developed cancer of the womb. They had no option. They took out the whole of her womb. And she became a Christian. She decided she was not going to marry. I should just serve the Lord all her days. All her days. But in the meeting one day, there was a word of knowledge that the Lord is carrying out creative miracles. She said she just has some small pain on the tummy. She didn't think about it again. Very soon, one brother approached her and said, God say you are my wife. She laughed and did not answer the brother. But the brother kept harassing her. Then one day, she decided to tell the brother the truth. I said, brother, come. There is no womb, so leave me alone. The womb has been taken out. The brother told her, God did not tell me whether there is womb or not. God said, you are my wife. And they got married. It was the pregnancy of this sister that converted the surgeon who removed the womb. The man kept saying, but I took it out. They have forgotten God in his calculations. as many people as are here today, and you believe in the God of possibility, shout a big hallelujah.
Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. I told you all this so that you can know how to pray when the time comes now. Because outstanding miracles are going to happen here today. I want you to join your faith with my own here. I believe in the God who shuts the door, no man can open it. And opens the door, no man can shut it. All eyes closed as you rise up. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now. By running quickly to the altar here, so that the God who does not have respect for impossibility can visit you here today. Do that very, very quickly now. Find a way to this altar at the front or any of the two altars at the back. Hurry up because we want to go and pray. I want to give you the maximum assistance. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. Then you can be positioned to receive from the Lord. Jesus is waiting for you here. Those of you at the altars, I congratulate you. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today. I know that you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to pray with you now as I've taken this most important decision in life. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision in life. Lay your hands upon them, O Lord. Anoint them by your power. Keep them standing in your way. And let this decision today be permanent in their lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The rest of us, there are only two things that can prevent prayers from being answered: unbelief and then sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Bow down your heads, ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin that can hinder your breakthrough prayers here today. Any sin the enemy will want to use as a ladder to climb into your destiny. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Jesus is here.
Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us o'er the world's tempestuous sea. Guide us, guide us, keep us, feed us, for we Stand up for Jesus. Stand in His strength alone. Lift high His royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall He lead. Till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. Forth to the mighty conflicts in this His glorious day. Ye that are men, now serve Him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls, O danger, be never wanting. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To Him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Spirit of a God descending, fill our hearts with heavenly joy. Love with every passion blending, pleasure that can never cloy. Thus provided, pardoned, guided, nothing can appease destroy.
Let's rise up on our feet, please. I'm going to pray for you now, and you are going to pray for yourself. I'm going to pray. The Bible says, believe His prophet and you shall prosper. Father, I thank You for Your children that You have brought here today by Your power. Father, there are people waiting before You today, waiting for their signs and wonders. There are people gathered here today that their blessings are overdue. And therefore, it's not that they want the blessing alone, they want to be compensated. There are people here today that are being pursued day and night. There are people here today that all they need to move into their desired land is for Your voice to say, move. And so, Father, as many people as are hearing My voice now, or those who are watching us anywhere, let the anointing for violent faith to possess their possession fall upon them now. Receive that anointing. Receive it. Receive it.
receive it, 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 receive it. In the name of Jesus. Father, any Goliath that we decree to die here now shall die. In the name of Jesus. Any problem that we decree to die here today shall die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for your mighty hand, for your mighty power, for your mighty grace, for your power which is the absolute power, for your power which never fails. In that never failing power, mobilize heavens now to begin to fight for your children here. In the name of Jesus. Now get yourself ready. The first prayer I want you to pray is the prayer of blind Bartimaeus. The prayer that put a brake on Jesus. Say, my Father, have mercy on me. In the name of Jesus. Ask for divine mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you shout this like Jabez in the Bible? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Enlarge my coast. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and ask for the enlargement. Boparika sa alikanda, ribosaponda kaya boshenta. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Jesus' name we pray. Things are happening now. Miracles that will shock doctors. Happening now. New set of organs are getting into the body. All that attack you have been having, the attacks are going back to the center. That breakthrough that has been denied for a long time, which has made you to be fasting since 2 days. That breakthrough has come into your hands now. That's right. The mark of hatred upon your destiny has been wiped off. Every power that hates my happiness, can I hear you shouting that? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Die! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Patasila kaya boshan. Deal with that power now. Deal with that power now. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Every power that hates my happiness, die! In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence. Father, I'm praying for those who are here this morning and they are laboring under curses. Let the power in the blood of Jesus fall upon such people now. Let the curses be broken. Let them be broken.
Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. In the name of Jesus.
Now with your own mouth. With your own mouth. Not allow anybody's voice to be louder than yours. We now shout this prophetic prayer. Powers! Behind my problems.
Hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear you shouting that? Say it again. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move. Move, 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 move. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. That cancer has just dried up. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. The powers that have been polluting your body, those powers have been sent out now.
Say, every power
digging a grave for me, enter by fire in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and put them into the pit.
I enter into the grave you are digging.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Now with your own mouth for the next 1 minute, now say something specific that you want the Lord to do. Make sure that it's a big thing. A big thing. Open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord. The Bible says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. I will feel it. Thank you, Jesus. Ribasetila katendia. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout a sevenfold amen. 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 Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. If this month is a bad day, or your wedding anniversary, or the day you started your company or your business, rise up on your feet now. Father, I thank you for this, your children. I pray, Lord, that your hand of glory, your hand of power, your hand of strength shall come upon them in the name of Jesus. The Lord God that dwelleth in Zion shall move your destiny forward.
It is written, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You shall renew your strength in the name of Jesus. Heaven shall renew your strength in the name of Jesus. Failure will never be your lot. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bring out your prayer letter now. And as you stretch it towards this altar, Father, these prayer letters, those who have written on paper and those who are written in the laboratory of their heart, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Every point written in this paper, let them become the points of testimony, the points of power, the points of fire. The Lord will use this to move your destiny forward. This very month, the Lord shall arise for your sake. And you shall have uncommon testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You can put the prayer letter away. Father, we thank you for your children here. And for those who are participating with us from afar, I pray that the glory of God will never depart from your lives. It's written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For that keepeth you in not slumber, that keepeth Israel shall end up slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your camp. It is well with you. And by this time next month, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.